from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's pretty wild that we don't have either of our starting tackles left. Either of our starting tackles back from injury. You're going into preseason game number one. I think it's okay to start doubting either guy's going to be ready for the regular season, and yet nobody's really talking about it.
Yeah, that is a bit of a concern, you know, talking about protecting Deshaun coming back off this injury. We got to know what the heck's going on here with this offensive line. Are you worried about it, Nick?
Yeah, I'm worried about it. Not necessarily on the right side. I just have seen enough James Hudson at left tackle that I have my skepticism on that one. He's a good swing tackle. I know Browns fans don't want to say that because he's not good enough to start. And when he has been on the left side, he's been frustrating. But like he's what Chris Hubbard was for you for like a 4-year period. Should probably have never been your starting right tackle or left tackle, but certainly good enough in a pinch, like a third edge rusher. Like Marcus Golden just retired from Pittsburgh. Third edge rusher is becoming, it's like, honestly, I think it's as important as backup quarterback is anymore because of the way teams rotate in edge rushers. And if you look at the Browns defense historically, most of the time they've been the best versions of themselves, not just when Miles has a good running partner, but when they have a good, you know, that third and fourth level guy that can also generate pressure. So like that's significant with Pittsburgh losing Marcus Golden, who at one point was a starting edge rusher in the NFL. So when it comes to offensive tackle, yeah, I mean, I can't believe we're going to say this. I'd feel a lot better if Jed Wills was healthy right now.
Yeah, I mean, both Conklin and Wills, you know, that your boy Hudson, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I really thought out of Cincinnati, I thought he'd be a starting caliber player. Like because he was so new to the position, I thought there was more upside. He's a fine NFL offensive lineman, by the way. Like not terrible, not great, but he is what he is. He's a swing tackle. And Nathan Zagura was on the morning show, and of course they got into playing time in the preseason and the state of things. And Nathan did attribute maybe to some of the limited first team reps this weekend and in the early preseason due to those O-line concerns.
Our left tackle situation right now is tenuous at best. Jed Wills, we have not seen. Jack Conklin, we haven't seen him either. And I think when you're going to put your quarterback out there, especially your starter, you want him to be with his full complement. And so if you're going to put Deshaun Watson out there, that means you probably have to put Amari Cooper and David Njoku and Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore out there. But on the line, you want Jed Wills out there, but he is not yet ready. And you'd have to put Joel Bitonio out there. And I don't think that's what they're looking to do in the first preseason game.
I thought it was interesting that he said, if you don't have those tackles and you're going to start your starters, that it'd be Joel that gets that first run at left tackle.
He hasn't played tackle in a long time.
I think it's wild that you would do that now.
I would. I mean, we've been talking about that for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, basically, since Will sucked.
I actually think we've been talking about it since Joe retired.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's the first time we're like, well, why don't we just move Joel over? And by the way, the reality is because he's built like a guard. And if you put a guy who's more of a natural guard in a tackle spot, yeah, he might still be good enough to start. He's probably not good enough to be as good as he was on the inside. And I mean, I think this is like a real conversation because one of Albert Breer's his five notes and five takeaways from Brown's camp was DeJuan Jones, and the way he put it, and here's the exact thing. I'll read the quote exactly. It's hard to see how the Browns will get Jones on the field if those two are healthy, but he's making a case for the Browns to find a way. Why are we talking about DeJuan Jones like he wasn't one of your best players last year?
I don't know. Do we see something that other people don't? Like DeJuan Jones to us was this like diamond in a rough, raw, humongous human being that happened to be really good as a rookie.
I am not dumb enough to gloss over he who gets paid gets played. I understand that is a very real thing. I don't know, especially as a team that seems on, like you just lost Bill Callahan. In the next year or
Callahan
two.
Callahan out of pots.
In the next year or two, that offensive line's going to go through an overhaul. If DeJuan Jones is part of that overhaul, why would you risk keeping him on the bench? Like, all due respect to Jack Conklin, who is a hell of a football player. And I don't like to see who, like, I think Jack at right tackle is better than Jed at left tackle. But I think DeJuan has as high of a ceiling as anybody on your offensive line. Higher than Zach Zinter, you just took in the third round, who, again, drafted a full round ahead of where DeJuan was last year. Higher than Wyatt Teller, who I think is probably at this point one of the most underrated guards in the NFL. Like, DeJuan Jones, I think, can be the best right tackle, not just in the division, but maybe like the conference, maybe the league. Like that's, and I know he teased it. He did. He was not consistent. He was a young rookie. He had some moments. I just don't see how you saw those moments. And maybe this is all motivation, right? Like DeJuan seems to be a guy who does best when he is motivated by fire. Now that Andy Dickerson's here and Bill Callahan isn't here, Maybe the Browns are a little afraid of some bad habits creeping up by DeJuan Jones. That, I don't know. At the same point, I kind of do need an explanation if DeJuan Jones isn't your starting right tackle week one, or if when Jack Conklin is ready to play, if DeJuan gets sent to the bench.
I don't know about you, man, but I always thought ever since we saw DeJuan play, like this is going to be a stalwart on the offensive line.
Well, and it's funny. If your concern is, is he going to do the work? Is he going to do all that stuff? Which, by the way, is why he was a fourth-round pick last year. How is your ultimate concern not putting him on the bench? Like, now he's going to practice even harder when he's not playing. I think the best thing to happen to DeJuan last year was that he had to play. And that
forced into it?
Yeah, and it was because, dude, you know this.
Figure it out.
Yes. We act as if it's like, just divined that every player that's good at football in the NFL was meant to be that way. Nah, some dudes don't do well as prolonged backups because there is something about the monotony of practicing without being able to play all the time. And so I think he was gifted this opportunity. I think he made the most out of the opportunity. And if Jack Conklin's going to be gone in a year, like I totally understand. Andrew Berry paid Jack Conklin. I understand that at 30 years, coming off all the injuries Jack has had, well, you paid him, so now you got to substantiate that. No, you don't. You might have the securest job of any Cleveland GM in 25 years. And I have no doubt, by the way, that Jack might be even the better football player right now. That's not the conversation. It's 8 games into the season, who's going to be the better tackle? It is 3 years from now, who's going to be the better tackle? And I think it's wild that the Browns have had times where they've gone to rookies, and those rookies have struggled. I think it's wild we could be putting a right tackle in front of Deshaun Watson, who might be able to be the right tackle for Deshaun for the next decade, or certainly through the end of his contract. And now we're like, well, you know, it's tough with Jack Conklin. I hope this is a leadership tactic. Because I do not understand when you get young blood and it finally pays. I had to watch Anthony Schwartz, who could not play his way out of a paper bag, get chance after chance after chance. And granted, you could make the argument it's because they didn't have a guy that was a veteran that could handle that duty to block him with. At the same point, I saw a guy who did not deserve those chances because he didn't perform when he was on the field, not like he was a bad guy or anything. A guy who couldn't catch a ball as wide receiver. I saw that guy get chance after chance. Now you have a guy who has physically dominating traits, and it's like, man, I don't know they're going to be able to get him on the field. Like, how are you going to do that? I would suggest by playing him.
Yeah, seems pretty simple.
Now, call me crazy here, but there's no real problem in getting guys on the field. When you're the guy deciding who's the guy on the field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.